from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mullion Hall, Chicago, Sports Radio 6-7 of The Score. We broadcast live from The Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them. We want to wish the best of the luck to our guy, Evan Thomas, and his favorite football team this weekend.
Good luck, Evan.
And we don't want to lose, creating ill will by not saying, I think we believe they'll jump offside 7 times.
You said 7 times. I think they win by 7.
Yeah, that's fine. I think both things can happen.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of false starts, but a victory.
That would be something.
That's what we're predicting. And we want to thank him for getting us up and running and motivated. And thanks to everyone for calling, texting, emailing.
Also, thank you for listening on this Friday, the last Friday in August.
Hard to believe August is over. What did you do in August?
Craig Timber starts Sunday.
Yes, sir. That's really magic. Thank you, Alex Kuhn, for your great work today. Enjoy the game tonight.
Let's talk some White Sox, shall we?
God, no. And Brandon Fryer, bless you, fine sir.
He's an alien!
That was ridiculous.
That was.
So mean. Crazy. It's a Layla Friday! Who says Christmas doesn't come twice? And we got Dan Bernstein.
He's a freak. He's a mutant.
Whoa.
Damn right. What a treat. Two Laylas in 1 week.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Says you. Yeah. You guys are just happy because we went wheels off on the pregame show yesterday.
You did. That was fun.
That was really fun.
Yeah.
I did not expect that reaction.
Oh, it was great.
So we were planning the show out a little bit.
That's good video with the dog.
It was the night before.
Yeah.
And I was one of the people who spent hours trying to figure out what Shohei Ohtani's dog's name was whenever Decoy first hit the scene. And, you know, famously, he's talked about how that was private information. So all that said, I was happy to see that Decoy was getting publicity on his bobblehead day, where the bobblehead was reportedly for eBay going for like $14,000. And clearly, these are not good times in the land of the Sox. So I was like, all right, let's mix up the show a little bit. Let's put a little dog in there, you know, make everybody happy. And then Frank and Pods are like, no, Frank, this is a playoff team on the other side. Frank, do not bring a dog on the mound.
Frank said he'd be hit. Back in the 90s, they'd have thrown at him.
Scotty Pods
came out with
even
his dog.
Further, you should need to use an arm if you're going to
throw
this pitch.
Human arm was one of the funnier things I've heard in a while.
That was funny.
But I thought that dog was adorable. And, you know, he hits a home run in his first at bat.
Yeah, that answer.
But the etymology of the name is interesting. The dog's name is not Decoy.
No, it's just the closest sounding to the Japanese name.
The
right?
name is Dekopin.
Dekopin.
Which is Japanese for flicking someone's forehead.
I needed a word for that, actually.
Dekopin.
I don't, it's maybe it's something like, hey, wake up, knucklehead. I don't know exactly.
Something I do to my younger brother.
Just but
wouldn't
stupid.
I mean, honestly, wouldn't you be kind of a little bit miffed if someone did that to you?
Yeah,
that's the point.
I don't know if it's particularly disrespectful in Japanese culture to do that. I don't know. I'd like to know more about that, about what the Dekopin is.
You get shoved on the subway and some guy gets you.
I'm just kind of curious.
I think it's definitely something you do to your family.
Who trains his dog? I mean, dog was perfect. Did everything right.
What kind of dog is that?
I was going to say, just make sure whoever trains dogs isn't siphoning away all your money.
Exactly. His dog trainer.
Very
rich man or woman.
Dan, I thought the interpreter's name, I thought his name was Decoy.
because that's what he was doing. I said, oh, see?
See, I didn't say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, right. No, no, no.
But that, no. It turns out it was the dog.
What?
I thought it was pretty funny. That's funny. Is that a setter?
That was classic.
Is that what that was?
I don't know that was a setter.
Decoy looked like a setter, but I'm not sure. I'm not good enough with dog breeds.
I don't know.
I don't follow volleyball.
Shane is our guy. He says that if he looks at a dog, he can tell what.
Meanwhile, Shane sent me a bird picture, and I could not identify it.
Whoa.
He sent me a picture of a bird that landed on his balcony or whatever it was. And I used everything.
Shane sent you a bird?
We send each other owls.
Shane likes owls. I like owls. Layla's always sending us bird. But this was a bird identification that I can get either through the Merlin app or.
Why did he flip you the bird?
And I thought it was a red-throated grosbeak, but it wasn't.
I don't even know what a red-throated grosbeak is.
You see him every once in a while. You know if you saw it.
Metaphorical Friday Molly Haw. Metaphorical Friday Molly Haw is it's a nice little holiday twist.
I think that the
we got Monday.
I found out that the decoy is a cuckoo hanji. Is that?
I don't know.
Help
what that
me
is,
pronounce
guys.
That, Layla. I have no idea what that is.
Cuckoo hanji was a soccer player.
I don't. Is that Danish? Is that what it says?
Dutch.
Okay. David's hand was on the bottom.
I'm sorry.
No. So I saw
read this.
See, the cougar hanje is a small.
Happen. People show you their phone. I'm like, sir, your hand is all over the screen.
It is cougar hanje is Dutch for duck catcher's small dog.
Well, that's convenient.
It is a small spaniel type breed of dog of Dutch ancestry that was originally It was used as a working dog, as a decoy to lure ducks.
Well, well, well. The plot thickens.
You knew there had to be some story behind it because Shohei Ohtani had somebody research it so they could name the dog the way the dog should be
probably
named.
The plot is history.
The call came from inside the house.
It was used in a duck decoy to lure ducks. It was involved in luring and retrieving ducks for duck hunters.
I just play the game on Nintendo. Learning.
Originally bred in the Netherlands as a duck decoy dog, its heavily white plumed tail waves jauntily to entice and lure ducks to follow it into elaborate man-made pond trapping systems.
Oh, that's great.
That sounds a little more accurate.
That description
than the
is so overwritten.
It's a duck killer, is what you're telling me.
It is.
It fools the dog. I've never heard of this.
To explore. You read things, and that's part of the fun of being online.
That drop is literally 4 hours a day the entire show.
They are prone to many heritable diseases, such as inflammatory myopathy, type 3 von Willebrand's disease, necrotizing myelopathy, renal dysplasia, patellar luxation, and ataxia.
Just because the words are on the screen doesn't mean you have to read them all.
Well, that sounds pretty bad, though.
Oh, my God. But who the hell cares?
I'm just curious, how long does decoy last if it has all those?
I was going to say, better enjoy decoy while you can.
Train the dog, get the ball, see ya.
Right. See ya, pick a disease. Spin the wheel.
Again.
Oh, my God.
Again.
Yeah. It's so horrible.
That's a literary device.
10 years, probably 10 to 12 years. I think decoy's got good 10 to 12 years in him.
I don't know.
Wait, is that last contract?
Guys, I'm just trying to figure out the last month of the baseball season.
Deal.
Defer the treat.
I'm worried about the next 4 hours today. Like, Dan's just going to pick a page and read it for the next 20 minutes. I don't know what's happening. It's the way he reads it, Layla.
It's the way that he reads it.
Hey, we wanted information. We got information. There you go.
You don't have to have it all.
There's somebody out there in the audience that says, I could listen to Dan Bernstein read a phone book.
100%. Yeah, they're absolutely.
Some are better than others. Some are more interesting than others. Depends where you live.
Is this pretty much the show then?
So Dan's going to read the internet today from 10 to 2.
That's good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
We will talk about this, how every series is the Cubs' last stand from here on in. Everything is the gates of Thermopylae for them as they stand as the Spartans against the marauding Persian hordes of Xerxes.
Okay, I'm your co-host today.
I'm just telling the story of the hot gates.
She's from Texas, Dan.
That too. By the way, skeptical about Texas A&M. Notre Dame, do your best. I'm tired of them being overrated.
Texas A&M is weird. They're just weird. They're paying
$70 million to a dude who doesn't coach there anymore.
Get him
to fire another coach and pay him another $10 or so.
I love Texas, Layla.
We had a
I'm just over it. Like, I'm over them being overrated.
We had a very strange end to Bears practice on Wednesday that involved, apparently, they ran out of offensive linemen, and defensive practice squad guys had to sub in as offensive linemen. So, not great. Dan Wiederer detailed some of this stuff, but it was kind of buried at the bottom of a story. I went, wait, what? And I did a double take about how they ran out of dudes. So, we'll discuss.
It is the best group they've ever had.
Uh-huh. Joe Ostrowski, 11:25, High Noon, 11:45. Do you have the story that you said is the best of all time?
For you. It's the best High Noon story ever for you.
Okay. Okay, I'm looking forward to it.
And Kevin it doesn't Fishbane, involve the whales or anything.
Kevin Fishbane at noon at 12:45. I'm going to introduce you to the most dominant athlete that you don't know. I just learned about him, and I could not believe it's an incredible story. Mike Sando will join us at 1.
He has
put out
great.
His annual ranking of quarterbacks through the tiering system that he does.
And did you see the Bears have the second best schedule based on that quarterback tiering system?
Gotta love the last place schedule, man.
So we'll discuss all that and more.
Have a great show.
See you guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.